Migs Cast. My name's Steve Migs, here with my good friend, Top Shelf.
Yeah!
He's back. Although, I think you were there last week, right?
I think so.
I lose track. You never know when Toppy's going to be here. We also got the million-dollar man himself, the Reverend Enfuego.
Okay.
We've got our friends in Brent Omaker and the Rodeo. For you guys don't realize is that the Rev won $1 million on the Wheel of Fortune. He just can't admit to it yet.
I can't say anything. The recording happens airs on May 30th, Memorial Day. So Steve and everybody are saying that I won $1 million, and I can't say anything. I can't give any outcomes.
So you might have won $1 million.
I could very well may have done something really great. Yeah, no matter what, I'm still here.
He doesn't get the money until 3 months after he wins. So this could be his final year.
Yeah, they have contingency plans in place.
And if he spills the beans, they take his money away.
Take all of it.
He can't say anything.
Oh, let's not find me too or something. I don't know.
Let's not forget everybody's favorite Mono Nick over there.
Greetings.
And like I said, we've got Brent, we got Johnny Nails, and Ben from Brent Omaker in the Rodeo hanging out with us. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right. How are you?
Now, this is the first time we're meeting. We've met Ben before. He came last time you guys popped in, but this is our first time meeting Johnny Nails.
Howdy.
Johnny's got the greatest name in the rodeo, hands down.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, Johnny Nails.
Yeah. That's about 12 years ago. I was living next to Johnny's Nails on Rainier.
Are you serious?
And my band and I, we were pretty miserable, so we all took nicknames from around the hood, and like my friend was Jumbo Boss, like the cocktail lounge. And Johnny Nails is the only one that stuck. Like everyone
called. Dude, I wanna be Jumbo Boss.
You can be Jumbo Boss. Jumbo Boss is perfect for you. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, all right. Well, first off, we got to say it's great to have you guys back in here.
Thank you for having us. We always love being here.
I'm pumped because last time I think it was with Android Omaker.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we did that, and I survived my robot phase, and I'm back in the cowboy outfit.
No longer a cyborg.
And I thought it was.
I had the cyborg implants removed for this 10-year reunion.
Rev, Nick, and I all went to the Android Omaker, and we ran to a lot of people who listened to the podcast who wound up showing up, which I thought was awesome, and a handful came up to me and said, thank you for introducing me to this band. I didn't even know anything about them, and they got hooked on Brent Omaker and the Rodeo, of course, as well, so that's pretty awesome.
We were just talking when we came in that we're kind of the band that doesn't fit into any format,
right?
So it's kind of awesome that you've embraced us, because I'm not sure why, but
you guys are awesome.
That is funny that the rock station is the one that embraced you the most, and you're either this weird, trippy, electro-country group or just old school style country band as well.
Yeah. Well, just getting on the elevator, it's like, are you going to the KSW? Couldn't tell. Maybe the country station. Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea.
I didn't even think about the ride in the elevator. Must have been very weird.
Yeah.
For anyone, like, they're like, am I meeting my maker right now? Did I not realize this?
Yeah, and the person we spoke with said, all the country musicians look like rock guys now, so maybe you are going to the rock station.
Yeah, yeah.
We are, man. That's how it is. And you guys have a big show over at the Nectar Lounge, which I'm going to be going to, and that's happening this weekend on Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm glad you're going to make it, because for me, this is the culmination of, it's our 10-year anniversary, and this show is really the culmination of 10 years of, we keep getting a little bit weirder, we keep putting more performance art pieces into the project, and it's all gonna like come together at this event. We have lasers. It's gonna be
You're bringing
crazy.
The lasers.
We got lasers. Yeah.
Will there be any steak served this performance?
I try not to repeat. Okay. So probably not steak. Maybe pork. I don't know.
Nice.
But for those that don't know, Brent, can you explain why Nick would even ask such a crazy question like that?
It was a triple door show we did, and we have a burlesque girl, Bunny, who's part of our act for the big events, and she'll be with us this weekend, and so we just did a thing where there's an instrumental tune that we play called Johnny's Theme, and while that song was being played, since I didn't have to sing, I had a steak on stage, and Bunny came out in a scantily clad outfit, and two scantily clad men held towels and cutlery, and I ate a steak.
Wipe the blood off your chin.
Yeah.
Once again, stealing stage routines from Metallica. I mean, how many times have you guys? I've seen them do it.
Which again is why we're at the Rock Station today.
Yes, that's right. And Nectar's—that's the club over in Nectar Lounge in Fremont.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be a lot of fun to check you guys out. And for anyone that's listening right now, they have an opportunity to win a free pair of tickets. And,
yes.
And all it is yes. involving that newfangled thing called the Twitter. Ooh. All you have to do is go to Brent Amaker, your Twitter page, which is at Brent Amaker, A-M-A-K-E-R, and you'll see it. I'll retweet it as well on mine, and we'll post it up as much as possible. And all you got to do is just retweet that tweet, and somebody at random is going to win the tickets.
And, yeah. And we're just going to pick a winner on Thursday, and somebody gets to go for free.
Easy enough.
Yeah.
And I'm excited because you guys have your instruments, so we're going to do a performance as well. But I definitely wanted to talk a little bit because not only is this going to just be a cumulation.
Hello?
I can't pronounce it.
Cumulus nimbus clouds.
I hate you, Brent. Why do you got to use big words and I'm trying to sound...
Culmination.
Culmination.
There you go.
It's not like I get paid to talk or anything like that. Cumulus. Is that it, right? No? But not only for 10 years of music, but it's a celebration of a friend that... Well, a former member of your band and a friend of both of ours.
Yeah, it's been... another thing we were just chatting about, it's been kind of a really... kind of dark time and a difficult time, and we're trying to because we know that's what Sugar would want. We lost a really close friend and founding member of the band, Sugar McGuinn, a couple weeks ago. He died in a motorcycle accident, and he was a member of the Cretans, so it's a loss to the motorcycle community in Seattle and also the music community, and he played in many other projects. And it's been rough, you know.
Yeah.
And but I know that Sugar would he'd want the show to go on, and he would want a celebration of his life. And so what we want to do at Nectar is we're going to take a moment to we're going to have a video compiled of different beautiful Sugar moments in the rodeo, because he was the man. He was so incredible. And have that, but then when that's over, we're kicking into full-fledged rodeo mode.
Wow.
And, you know, doing a show and celebrating, and it's going to be a party, New Orleans style, because he deserves that. And
for those who don't realize, I mean, and a lot of people won't, because I don't think we ever talked about it on the podcast, but back when the rodeo first started,
mm-hmm.
you guys were not only playing shows, but you were like this motorcycle club slash
Yeah, so
band.
Sugar and me and Tim, the original
Curtis,
idea was,
right?
we were gonna be a cowboy motorcycle band and ride our bikes. We all had Harleys and we would ride our bikes to all our shows, and we did one tour like that, and we realized how ridiculously difficult that was. We had our guitars on our backs, and we had to get people to backline the big things like amps, so we arranged these gigs where other bands were playing and we could use their amps and drum kits and stuff, and
great on paper until you actually do it.
So we could not remain a band and do that. So so Sugar was with us for like 8 years, and he left the project about 2 years ago, but he remained really dear friends with all of us. And so it is a mixed kind of thing, but it also, I think some things are meant to happen.
Yeah.
You know, we're celebrating these 10 years, and why not celebrate Sugar's life?
Absolutely.
At the same time?
And I've been fortunate enough to know Sugar over the years. We lost a little bit of touch over the last couple of years just because life, and that's just how it is. It was in like a big falling out. But I mean, when the rodeo was starting, we were working on a band together as well, which I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, when I saw you talking about it on your podcast the other day, and I had forgotten
when I read the news and you posted it, I was just like so heartbroken, because I mean everything you said about Sugar really is, I couldn't even say any better. I mean, all of my experiences with him were always just lots of laughs, a lot of just great energy from that guy. But
he touched so many people, and you just didn't realize until he was gone how hurt everybody was. You know, still we're all dealing with it, and I just people who we were really close, but people who were not so close have been calling me and telling me, you know, how they're just wrecked over this. It's tough.
And to put a little levity in it, the show kind of sense of humor. I remember when we were starting to play in a band together, we were just trying to work on songs. Never played a live show, never did anything. It just was something that happened in a practice space. It was right after we finished playing in Dorkweed together. And my other band, Peter Parker, broke up. So we were like, well, we got to do something. And I'm like, well, Sugar's a really cool guy. It'd be fun to play with him. And as a drummer, I mean, there's not many better bassists out there. He's just such a phenomenal bassist. Yeah. I mean, what I always loved about the rodeo is that he scaled back his abilities and just kept it as simple, but I thought that made it so much more complex and interesting because he just really just simplified his playing style for, and it worked perfectly. He served the songs.
Yeah. And he actually had a, in the beginning, he had a chunk of foam rubber that he'd stick underneath his strings so they would intentionally thud.
So it was just muted. Yeah. And but the band, I remember when the ideas were coming up, as you guys all know, the worst thing in the world is trying to come up with a band name. It's just aggravating because nobody can see eye to eye. Every idea is stupid. And I think it was Matthew, our singer, said it as a joke. And I dismissed it immediately, and it was because of Sugar. It stuck. He's like,
oh, that's the good old
like,
Sugar.
Hey, why don't we call ourselves the Vaginas? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to be in a band called the Vaginas. And it was Sugar.
I bet you opened up a lot, huh?
Yeah. And it was another guy in the band. That guy, we all laughed because when he was done with us, he always had the weirdest stories, and we'd all look at each other. I remember one time he shared a story of how when he was growing up, all of his brothers would get him really, really high. He was like 7 years old and let him run around in the woods. And I remember looking at Sugar going, who is this guy? And what are these stories he's sharing? I'm like, he's a perfect member of the Vaginas, clearly.
Well, you know, I didn't think you could do any worse than Dorkweed, but...
took it to the next level. I wish we could have played a show just to see the banner that would say the Vaginas at the Crocodile.
It'd have to be like the Strokes font or something.
Yeah. Opening up for the Strokes, it's the Vaginas. No. But that was the sense of humor that I'll always remember from Sugar.
He was just a wonderful soul and just so funny and just, I don't know. Ben might have something to say. Anything to say?
Yeah, I don't know if I have anything to say.
It's hard.
It's hard, yeah.
It's hard, yeah.
No, I understand. And I didn't want to turn it into something where, but I think people should know that you guys are celebrating the life of someone that's pretty amazing at the show on Saturday night. And if you have an opportunity to show some support and come down and celebrate with everybody, I think that would be very appreciated.
Yeah, and like I said, we're gonna have a little memorial moment, and then we're going to put on our full show and do it up. And it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a party.
So now that things are back going with the rodeo, does that mean you guys are working on a new record, or what's the plan?
So right now...
the last record absolutely loved.
There's a lot of talk about that, but right now the focus of this whole little string of events is to think about the fact that we've been doing this for 10 years. We've got...
That's crazy.
You know, a stack of different releases that have come out over the time, and it's evolved and changed over the years, and it's a lot of great stories, and just to celebrate the fact that we are... still a band, we're still together, mm-hmm. we're still able to do this, and we feel fortunate and lucky to be able to play with these guys. The musicianship has just gotten better and better and better over the years, and I don't know, a lot of bands they just don't make it that long.
No.
And so for this little string of events, it's really just looking back, appreciating who we're playing music with, and celebrating that.
And visually, it's always fun to see you guys up on stage. I mean, it's always been one of my favorite live shows to attend, just everything from the entrance to the entire show is always... even if you're not even like the biggest country music fan, I think you'll walk away. I know a lot of people that aren't country music fans but are fans of Brent Omaker and the Rodeo because there's something just really cool about what you guys are doing besides the music.
We're not country music fans.
No, it's apparent. I mean, you guys are wearing masks. You're embarrassed of it, of course, right? You guys want to do a song?
Yeah, let's do it.
What song do you guys want to do?
We're going to start with This Is the Gun. We're going to play This Is the Gun. The reason I wanted to do this song is it's from our first record. It's actually the very first recording that we did was a single, a vinyl single, and there was two songs on it, and it was 10 years ago. So this song is that one of those singles.
Nice.
The B-side. It's called This Is the Gun.
All right, let's check it out. Brent Omaker and the Rodeo.
Yeah. One, two, three, four.
This is the gun that shot my troubles down. One single bullet leaves tears all around. I saw him on his knees begging for his life. It wasn't coming to him. Then I deserve to die, and die I will. But not before I find my love. And die I will, but not before I break your heart and die I will, but not before I find my love, then die I will, I will. This is the gun that shot my troubles down. I did my time in OKC. I can tell you this. When the heat comes down, you either sweat it out or get out. That's right. You either sweat it out or get out. I will, but not before I find my love, then die I will, but not before I break your heart, and die I will, but not before I find my love, and die I will.
Jeez, man, that's so awesome. That guitar breakdown right at the end, man. I almost got a musical boner right there. I was like, that could be embarrassing. Yeah. Let me sit down for this. That was awesome. I love Brendan. Even though it's on the radio, you know, here you are performing, still doing what you do while these guys are jamming out, man. That was awesome.
Thank you. Well, it's this is what we do.
Do you miss, I mean, I don't know if you still do, this is going to be a while since I've seen you, so I'm looking forward to Saturday over at Nectar Lounge, but for a while you played the guitar as well. Do you still play the guitar?
I still play the guitar probably about half the songs or so. It's some not always plugged in, but
I was going to say, is it plugged in at all? That was my favorite thing.
Yeah,
because I remember in the early days, well, in the Dorkly days, you had the guitar, you're doing your thing, and then when the rodeo started, you had it, and then I started noticing when I'd see you more and more, I'm like, I don't think Brent's guitar is plugged in anymore.
Yeah, I use the guitar for songwriting, and I like to have it on sometimes. And
safety blanket.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I love it.
The safety blanket full of tape at this point. There's so many cracks on that thing.
Untuned guitar strings. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. No. It just sounds like this. Yeah. I have to give him a hard time.
I want to play guitar in your band too, then.
Every once in a while.
Are we taking the mystery out of this?
Hey, I play pretty good.
It's all right.
I joined Dorkweed barely to be in the band musically, just to hang out. I got an acoustic guitar. Can I just do this?
Well, you see, I replaced my guitar when we brought Ben into the band, and. Uh-huh. I was, before you, Ben, I was actually plugging in the rodeo.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Rumor has it. Yeah. At the show, you guys are selling a limited edition poster. You showed it. No, actually,
people better, if they want to get one, they better get there quick, because they're hand numbered. There's only 20 of them. They're silk screened. And our artist, Shogo Ota, who is just an incredible local artist, he hand-did those, hand-numbered them, signed them. So there will be a handful of those that people can get at the show.
I got number 26 of 26, guys.
Nice.
Good luck finding one after mine.
Yeah, and by the time they got to me, there were only 20. So he took a few off.
Uh-oh.
And so,
check eBay.
Yeah, there's not going to be a lot of them out there. Yeah.
That's very, very cool. So anyone who wants to go down, definitely check it out. And if you want to win tickets, man, just follow Brent on Twitter, at Brent Amaker, and you'll have an opportunity to win tickets. I'm going to be there. I can't wait to see it. It'd be great to get a bunch of Titanic douches there. We could celebrate the music and the 10 years of being a band. Yeah. That would be pretty damn awesome.
Yeah. I'm really excited for the show, and I'm glad you're planning on coming out.
Oh, I told him. I'm like, you know, weekends are tough when, as you know, being a married guy, when you're busy, and sometimes your significant other would like for you to spend time with them. And I remember telling my wife, because she had all this stuff, she wanted to stay home, and I'm like, look, I got to go out. I absolutely have to. It's my boy Brent. You got to see the show. And every time I've seen you guys, it's always been awesome. So I'm very pumped about seeing the show.
Honored, because I do know that it's tough to get out. So thanks for making the...
Yeah, with that ball and chain at home, just kidding. Keep... It's the easiest conversation with my wife. I'm like, hey, do you mind if I go? She's like, yeah, sure. I don't care. Go. Leave me alone. I can watch my shows. I don't have to be bothered by you for a couple hours. It's going to be awesome. You want to do another song?
Yeah. So... I thought we'd do, since it's the political season and we've got this big brawl in politics happening right now, we're going to do our patriotic song. It's called USA.
Now, is this, before we get into, is this the song that was also featured on Californication?
No, actually, the way this song came about, we had a song that was on Californication and a song that was on Weeds, but before the...
That's it.
Before the Weeds song happened, we had a film and TV person come to us and ask us to do a spec song for Weeds that was going to maybe be their theme song. And they, at that point, the idea was they were going to have a, they had rotating songs, but they were going to have a theme song, and they wanted it to be this patriotic USA song. And so I wrote that as a spec song, and they said that I got it, and 2 weeks later they said, oh, we rewrote the intro and we changed our mind.
So
that song did not get used, but it became one of my favorite songs. We put it on an album, and, you know, I'm really happy that... We wrote that as a result of that little test of trying to get some money, I guess.
Well, yeah. It's funny that that's what led to such an awesome song was, okay, yeah. Well, we're doing all this, and then it's like, well, yeah. You know what? At the end of the day, it's a win-win. Whether or not you get it on the show, you got a great
song that I'm proud of, and I probably wouldn't have written a patriotic song if I hadn't been asked to do it, and I love it. It's dear to my heart. And so, you know, I don't know whether you're Trump or Clinton or Bernie, feeling the burn. Regardless, go USA.
Damn straight. Let's do it. Brent Omaker and the Rodeo again. Check them out this Saturday, which is April 16th at Nectar Lounge. And if you go to Brent's Twitter page at Brent Omaker, you'll have an opportunity to win a free pair of tickets and come hang out with us. All right, you guys take it away.
That sun will shine, shine, shine. Shine down on me. This is the land of opportunity. Got time for work and time to play. Living in the USA. The wheels go round and round and round and round and round and round and round they go. I'll get mine and you'll get yours, and when we leave we'll get some more to go. Baby, that's all I need. Kick back, rest your feet. I found a place where we could stay. Living in the USA. Shine, shine, shine. Shine down on me. Clap your hands. Now move your feet. You can dance all night or work all day. Living in the USA. The wheels go round and round and round and round and round and round and round they go. I'll get mine and you'll get yours, and when we leave we'll get some more to go. Baby, that's all I need. Kick back, rest your feet. I found a place where we could stay. Living in the U.S., right here in the U.S., living in the U.S.A.
Yeah!
Go USA.
And Nick's been inspired to smoke weed in honor of Weeds, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
And like thinking back at that show, that would fit perfectly with what they were doing for that intro.
Well,
damn them.
If I could go back in time and talk to somebody, I might be rich right now.
I need that album. Turn into a robot and travel back in time.
Do it.
I'm proud to be a member of the band. I clapped.
Yeah,
thank you. Yeah, you joined in.
I knew it.
Nice.
I clapped so hard I hurt my hand. I'm doing this with conviction, Brent.
Awesome.
For you.
Thank you very much, my good friend Steve.
All right, so again, at Nectar Lounge, and who else is playing on the show? Because you always attract some eclectic, cool bands to play with you.
It's a great bill. We've got Bread and Butter opening, Mason, who was a drummer in the Rodeo at one point, he's in Bread and Butter, and they're a great band. You got to check them out.
How many drummers have you had in Brent Homaker in the Rodeo? I think you're good.
Five?
Okay, you got Pearl Jam numbers going.
Yeah, we've had some rotating members. But Bread and Butter just just got signed to a new record deal with a new label called Kill Room Records, which is the label of Troy Nelson over at KEXP.
Yeah,
him and Ben Jenkins started this new label, and they just signed Bread and Butter, and they're a great band. And then the Country Lips are playing, and they're just a really great kind of country party band. They'll get the crowd going.
That would have been the band to play with the Vaginas.
Yeah, there you go.
The Country Lips. No? Wrong? Wow. My bad. Sorry, Brent.
Yeah, maybe so. Country Lips. And then Troy.
Oh, now I know why you guys think it's really bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
Is there an O in that?
Oh, my God.
Wow, we're 12 years old all over again. I love it.
It's what I expect when I come here.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you think you're going to get some highbrow conversations?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Anyone else besides the Country Lips?
Troy Nelson is going to do a DJ sets, a couple of DJ sets for the show. So
nice,
and it's going to be a great time. It's a full night of entertainment. Anything else that you guys want to say about the show? Anything? I'm doing all right here.
Looking forward to it. You sound great.
Yeah. I pay them to say that.
I can make you sound better by hitting this reverb button. Here we go. Yeah. Right.
Hello, hello, hello.
There we go. Now you sound even... We should have done the whole interview with the reverb on.
I like that. We have an interview that we did for one thing where Nails got a hold of the tracks and made me sound like a robot between any of the interview sets. I was like...
Thank you for coming out tonight.
Do you guys have time to do one more? Or
if Dan, we didn't think about
it. We didn't think about it.
That's what I like
to... Yeah, what do you want to do?
Let's look at these. Let's see what we got here.
Yeah, what do we got?
See if we got something that will work really well.
Do you guys? Can I throw something out there and you can say no?
You want to do a Man in Shark?
That was the one I was going to ask.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's,
yeah,
you're like my spirit animal over here.
All right, let's do that.
We'll give it a whirl.
They make sure to. Yeah, is the reverb on? Rev. I mean.
What?
Oh, there it is. Okay, now it's on.
Huh?
Huh? I wanted to make sure the reverb was on.
Give it a go.
Yeah, let's try.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
I'm the man in charge. I got the plan. I'm a freight train coming round the bend. I'm your worst fear, I'm your best friend. I'm banging at the door, so you better let me in. I won't give you no advice, but I'll tell you what to do. Keep your mouth shut, it's the best thing from you. I've gone a lot of miles and the fire's going down, but the train's still coming, just listen to the sound. Like the squealing of the brakes when you try to stop the car. You're burning up inside cause you don't know who you are. Goddamn, get your head together. I'm inside, even in you. We all got the fire, we all know what to do. Kill or be killed, find a way to feed. You're gonna go hungry if you don't know what you need. Like a barn that's burning down, and the fire has to breathe. So you open up a door, give it what it needs. Like the squealing of the brakes when you try to stop the car. You're burning up inside cause you don't know who you are. Good God, get your head together. I'm your worst fear.
I'm your worst fear.
I'm your best friend.
I'm your best friend.
I'm a freight train coming.
Freight train coming.
Coming around the bend.
Coming around the bend.
I'm your worst fear.
I'm your worst fear.
I'm your best friend.
I'm your best friend.
I'm a freight train coming.
Freight train coming.
Coming around the bend.
Coming around the bend.
Jesus, dude. Woo! I wanted to curse so bad. Just yell, F yeah, fudge yeah, man. That was insane. Johnny Nails.
Thanks, man. You
lost your mind on the guitar right there.
Thanks, man.
That was awesome.
He can shred.
I had goosebumps listening. Because that's my favorite Brent Omaker in the rodeo song. So to hear you guys do it in this small, confined space and then delivering
it. Well, we did not practice that like that. That's all freeform. So.
Yeah.
Nice work.
You owned it. It was awesome.
It's very jazzy of you guys.
We like to think of ourselves as a cowboy jazz band.
Yeah, jazz fusion, I could tell. Yeah, it's
we do have vibes now, so.
So the vibes will be there at the show.
The vibes will be there. Full... Bunny will be there. The lasers will be there. I mean, this is the full rodeo treatment. It's going
to
be good.
Oh, man, I'm very, very excited. Hopefully anyone who's listening to this podcast right now will be there to hang out with all of us. Again, go to Brent Omaker's Twitter page, which is at Brent Omaker, AMAKER. And you just find the tweet. You'll see a picture that says free ticks. It's very simple to find. And just retweet it. Spread the word. Even if you can't go, retweet it. Maybe one of your friends want to check it out. It's going to be an awesome show. I'm very much looking forward to it. Also, you have a website.
Yep, brentomaker.com, just like the Twitter thing.
And that's where you can get all the records, and it's also available on like iTunes.
It's mainly just kind of a funky page with a bunch of links to other pages.
it's about a lot of science type stuff.
Yeah, I'm not very sophisticated when it comes to my website.
That's what makes it awesome, though.
Yeah. Well, okay.
If anyone questions, be like, look, that's what makes it awesome.
I'm going to just keep you around just so you can tell people that.
I'll always be your hype man, Brent. You know that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for coming. And again, this is Brent Omaker in the rodeo. And check him out this Saturday night, the 16th, at Nectar Lounge in Fremont.
Thanks so much for having us out.
Thanks a lot.
It's the Mixed Cast Birth Sutters.
Doing it old school, top shelf. I like it.
It's the Mixed Cast. Dun, 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 dun.
Still good every time.
We should have had them record something. What is wrong with us?
Amateurs.
Next time, and there will be a next time.
Absolutely.
Anytime Brent and the guys want to come in, I mean, open door. I love having those guys on.
Carte blanche, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they even convinced our boss, Sergeant Hair Club, to come on out to the show on Saturday night.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I was looking up tickets. There's still some available.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try to talk someone into it.
Would that be someone that rhymes with Schmangy?
Maybe.
Well, let me know.
Okay.
Because it'd be good to see you out there, man. No, that'd be awesome.
Hell yeah.
And I think I've mentioned it a million times, but I'll mention it again. Sounds like a few of us will be there. It could be an unofficial douche fest.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
Douche fest. Headlined by Brent Omaker and the Rodeo.
If you're new to our podcast, you're listening because of Brent Omaker and the Rodeo, you're a fan of their music, you're like, why are they calling it a douche fest? Why did he have a band called the Vaginas? Why was he laughing about the Country Lips?
So many questions.
Well, big bags of water, right?
We're not even answering them.
No.
You're just going to have to wonder.
Yeah.
And go back to
all of our podcasts.
Yeah, because at one point we do reference it.
Once in a while.
Yeah. All right, Top Shelf, I'm putting the ball in your court.
Let's do texts.
Text messages. All right. We actually only have one text, and someone sent the link, and they just said, this is pretty hilarious. It's taking Facebook issues and turning it into real-life scenarios. So... what it is basically somebody is reenacting. It's almost like Facebook drama, but not really. But I thought it was pretty funny. It's a video where what would it be like if we all existed and acted like we do on Facebook? So I've got a couple of clips from the video, and I can't remember where the video is, and I only have the text written out, and I don't have the link, so I don't...
Preparation!
Preparation is definitely lacking. But here's a clip from that video where people are acting out how they would be on Facebook.
You will not believe what happened to me today. I can't even.
Oh my God, what happened? Hello?
It's just vague.
No response. None at all. You have to physically tell me what happened for me to know, because I'm not a psychic. Pretty dramatic for no reason, I guess.
Dude, I just saw that happen the other day on someone's Facebook page, and they just posted something like, awful, awful news today. And then, of course, everyone's like, what happened? And I still don't know what happened.
Nothing, yeah.
I still don't know what happened. Why would you post it without any resolution?
I got a couple of friends that have that, just the FML.
Right.
And that's it. And yeah. I'm like, well, I know who this person is, so it's probably nothing that big.
It's really what inspired the whole Facebook drama.
Yeah.
Is that kind of stupidity. It's like, come on, give us at least an idea of why you were having such an awful day. Otherwise, don't bitch about it.
Right? It's just, it's, nah.
So now you get the spirit of what this video is like. Here's a here's another clip of them reenacting something that would actually happen on Facebook, not in real life.
Come on. Come on!
Noah, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
What is that?
Gandhi.
Very inspirational of you.
You know, if you work hard and you have fun, you can too make a difference.
Is that just something you're saying, or is that a, is that another?
That was Einstein.
Oh, that's Einstein.
Yeah. You know, there is just really no substitute for hard work. And I mean, you should be so good that they can't
ignore
you. I should,
yeah, definitely. I'm just going to, my phone's, it's,
Gandhi. Okay. Okay.
Dude, I know someone on Instagram that does that. Like, it's just nonstop motivational words. And it's like, am I supposed to read between the lines? Is there something going on? Like,
Man.
I have a friend that posts one like every other day or something like that, a motivational saying. Or I used to get one from somebody that may or not rhyme with Schmangy. every day I would get a motivational quote in my email. If it works for you, awesome, babe. I hope it does.
Did you ever hit a point where you're like, stop sending these to me? Or did you just kind of just have to?
Spam folder.
I didn't have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
She left a job where she used the email. So. Yeah.
Is there another example of the Facebook on there? All right, we got one more. Let's see what happens.
Oh my goodness, my hands are so sore.
God, why?
Oh, I've just been doing so much charity work, you know?
Oh, really? Have you really gone out there and like helped people and everything?
Yeah, it's been amazing. You know, I changed my profile photo in honor of that national disaster.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But did you ever actually do anything?
Yeah, I liked a bunch of posts, you know, and I shared those articles that have really important information. I didn't get a chance to read them, but I could tell from the headline.
Yeah.
Gosh, that really does sum up
2012.
Oh, yeah. That sums up Facebook right there really well.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah, I'm doing all this activism work by sharing posts.
Right. I changed my profile picture, so now it's like, you know, it's got the flag of that country that got affected by the thing.
My
I don't really have an issue with people who do that. I think I understand the motive, and it's good to raise awareness, but let's not act like it if you're like all of a sudden goody two shoe person.
My favorite term to come from all of that is just slacktivism. Because it's just the people, you're not really doing anything. I mean, if you're donating to a cause or something, that is great. And if you feel for the people, that is, you know, that's, you know, good as well.
Right.
But you can't, like you said, you can't just be like, oh, I just did all of this stuff and then feel real high and mighty about yourself.
I try, especially in the world that we have all the GoFundMes and all the Kickstarters and all. I try not to share anything that I haven't donated to myself. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not downing because some people can't afford to donate, but they want to share it because they're hoping somebody in their circle will. But like, you know, when tragedy is happening or things have happened and people are like, can you get the word out? If I'm asking people in my world to donate, I feel weird not donating myself.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, and I've been the person who's got a little too much extra time on my hands. Maybe I'm on the crapper, I don't know. But like somebody's like, you really need to donate, da, 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 da. And then I'll go to the page and I'll notice that they haven't donated. And I'm like, why are you yelling
at anything yourself? Right.
Like, there's been four donators and none of them are anonymous. So don't try and take credit for the anonymous guy.
That was what I was going to say.
Everybody takes credit. I'm the anonymous guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't
that's
understand
very
that.
Anonymous of you.
Why do people do the anonymous thing?
I don't know.
I know some people just because they don't want it linked to back to their accounts or anything like that.
Okay.
Just because some people are worried about whether or not spammy stuff or anything like that will happen, or someone will try to contact them that way or something weird.
And I know there's some people who have good hearts and don't want other people to know that they're doing good things. But, you know, it just seems weird. Like, if I'd rather at least my name be associated with whatever amount that I'm able to donate, because I'm hoping that it can inspire someone else in my circle to donate as well. And if they see I'm putting my money where my mouth is.
Mm-hmm.
They will as well, but that's just me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a good rule.
I like the rule. Yeah. I live by it, man.
Yeah, at least you live by your rules and you have rules.
I'm a man of rules.
Yeah,
brah. Well, that's all of it. That's our only text. We got more emails and voicemails.
Dave, what a friend. We sit around and check him out. It's Steve Nicks that brightens up the sky.
That's right.
Listen to the messages. The messages are sorts of strange. The words of the voices aren't all the same. Steve Nicks. staying positive.
I just actually paid attention to those lyrics. And he's just like, and they're kind of strange because the words and sounds aren't the same. And I'm like, well, yeah, because other people call in and text in and email in. So they're not going to be the same. Thanks for pointing it out, Ziggy.
He's a genius.
He's a true.
A lyrical genius.
He's a true songwriter.
A master.
Rev, what would you like for us to do?
Emails.
Emails. All right, first one. I love the subject title to this one.
Butts.
No, it's from Casey. Casey writes, Titanic Pooches.
Okay. Oh,
how awesome. Why haven't we thought of calling the canine companion instead of...
Because they don't participate.
Well, Lulu listens every Tuesday to the podcast.
Does she?
I don't know. I assume she does. She has an Instagram. She can figure out an Instagram. She can figure out a podcast.
Great point.
She said, hey, longtime listener of nearly all the KISW podcasts, and of course, I'm a Titanic douche. I've been jokingly calling my two pups Titanic Pooches for a few months now, and I laughed when I heard that Lulu has her own Instagram now. My two dogs also have their own page, name Echo the Axe. So... is it name.echo.the.akks? So if you want to follow Casey's, which I will. Well, Lulu will.
Yeah, Lulu should.
So be sure to follow that. Since I have a Titanic douche on my Instagram that I never use, I also labeled theirs as Titanic Pooches. You know, I think I actually do already follow them because I think I saw that and thought that was awesome.
Awesome.
It's an inside joke between my fiance and I. Hopefully Lulu the Warrior Princess gains the following she deserves. Just felt like sharing this. Anyway, stay positive from Casey. Lulu has over 500 followers on Instagram.
When's the last time you put up a potty pic?
Lulu,
it's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while. You know,
it's been a while.
I got somebody breathing down my neck about those poop pics.
Is she live in your house as well?
Reinvent Schmid. Yeah. Let's see. It's been a super long time. Let's see when the last
internet police coming knocking.
Yeah. Yeah, she's all about these cute pictures.
Ugh. Oh, you gotta have some. You gotta have some prairie dogging going on there.
Her face is still cute when she's all humped up.
Right,
that's looking at her staring poop. Right at you.
Her
she
last
drops a deuce.
How do you tell the date? March 23rd. It was her last poop pic.
That's almost a month.
Yeah, I gotta get a new one.
Time to drop a Dutch.
And that was in the dark. I gotta get
just
like
a poo poo in the dark.
She had one where she was on the video one that I posted has already 409 views.
Wait, you did a video of the pooping?
No, this is just a video.
Because I'm like, that's
that'd
a little
gross.
Yeah, that's a little too much there.
But she's got already 100
depends
likes
on this
one.
Camera angle.
No, it's Lulu
POV
driving back into our home in our development. Poop OV. And she's just barking.
Okay.
She's just barking at everything.
Well, she's got her.
Oh, that's cute. She's. Got her feet up on the window
the
there. And,
oh, my gosh.
She's like, she barks at cars all the time. Like, anything with wheels.
Yeah, there's a lot of cars going by.
Dude, anything with wheels, she freaks the F out. Like,
will she do the chasing thing, or is she just a barker?
Oh, yeah. If it's a moving car, she'll go after it. If it's a skateboarder, the best is when we go for a park. We go for a walk at Bradley Park, I think it is, in Puyallup, and there's sometimes skateboarders skate by. One time, the skateboarder skated by, and she just started he fell off his skateboard, landed into the lawn. I was like, no!
Oh.
I was glad he landed on the grass.
Yeah. Lulu's first confirmed kill.
So I'm like apologetic, but in my brain, I'm like, this is the funniest thing
I would
I've
just
ever
start
seen.
Laughing. I mean, yeah. I'd be like, sorry, dude, but that was actually kind of funny.
And he took it in stride. He just kind of like laughed it off and skated off.
Yeah.
He's a tough kid.
Didn't even look at you, did he? Yeah. He's like so embarrassed.
Yeah, that might have been why. He got scared by a 7-pound dog.
If he fell off, cried, and went home, that would probably be the last day he ever rode his damn skateboard.
I'm thinking of being chased by dogs.
A teeny, tiny white puffball.
I learned how to ollie, buddy.
That's right.
Ollie over Lulu.
Do the McGill flip, man. This one comes from William McMahon. Just says, quick support email. For the past couple of years, I've had the crappiest of my life and I've had the crappiest of my life and it's been the podcast and the BJ and Migs morning show that's helped me through this tough time. Nothing against the Rev, Top Shelf, and Nick. I like that.
All right, cool.
He has nothing bad to say to you guys. I just think it's funny he said that. But I relate more to Steve, and I've been a huge fan of him since the end. I always enjoy the content you put out in both shows. When you recommend something or state your dislike for something, I either try to be good and respect the dislike. I emailed a few years ago about hanging out and watching some wrestling. I know that seemed a bit creepy and evasive, but I want to apologize. No need to apologize for that. I'm a curmudgeon and never leave my house.
Yeah, right.
I will continue to support you and everything you are in and promote. I'm a big fan. Thank you for bringing the content that you produce. Thank you, William. That's very nice. And
yeah.
try and make it out to the Brownomica show.
Yeah, you can go and see Steve in his natural habitat.
Clapping.
You guys all missed the house party. It was for the Super Bowl, and that was the last one Steve hosted.
That's right.
That's it, man. It's over now.
One and done.
No point.
One man spills a beer in the bathroom.
Done.
And rhymes with Schmidt, locks it down. And,
well, I mean, in her
bathroom, isn't there linoleum in there?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. What's the big deal?
Sure.
He was drunk. Of all places for him to spill the beer, he picked the perfect place.
Every time you clean linoleum, a little tiny bit gets rubbed away.
Okay. Oh, yes.
And eventually there will
be
replaced.
It's just gone forever.
Forever.
This one comes from Hey, Toppy.
What?
This is Aaron from Monroe. Like you, I'm a lover of well-endowed ladies.
Attaboy.
And Elvira.
Yes.
It's a new arcade in Monroe. My number one pinball machine is Elvira. It has still working audio, and it's a multi-ball.
Where is it at?
Nice. And somewhere in Monroe, there's a new arcade.
That's deep, dude.
Nice.
South past Lake Stevens.
Here's something.
Well, I know where Monroe is.
All right.
It's where Highway 2 and what collide? What's that one?
522.
Thank you.
I'm going out there. You don't need the edge later of your seat. You don't need the rest of it.
Because they only sell you.
You going to Leavenworth?
Yeah. No, I'm going to be.
I've got some Elvira news, actually.
Oh, kill me.
Sorry.
Toppy's going to be at Slamfest. I think that's what he's trying to say.
I was going
to
say I was going to be out at the Speedway later this year. I don't know what the date is, but I'll be in Monroe. Go track down that big breasticle pinball loving multi ball.
You okay over there?
This podcast is falling off the rails.
Yeah.
I love it. We're all just like burnt out.
I don't have any energy.
Elvira's
going to
be in town at the end of May. Is
that Crypticon? Or?
Yep. Okay. She'll be at Crypticon. I think it says in costume on Saturday only. I saw that this weekend.
So she's going to be in costume?
On Saturday, yeah.
Only?
Yeah.
So on Friday, was she just going to be walking around in jeans and a t-shirt?
If she shows up at any point, she probably won't be, but yeah.
Hopefully a size small t-shirt, right, Toppy?
No bra.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, those probably don't move anyways.
Aaron
even
also
when she runs full
bolt-ons.
Tilt.
He wanted to say check out models Abigail Ratchford and Lindsay Pellis. If nobody suggests them to you already, they have a Snapchat. I actually do follow Lindsay Pellis on Snapchat.
There you go.
Oh, I got a good one for Snapchat.
Whoa.
Lindsay Pelvis.
This is a good. If you're on Snapchat, pull out your phone right now and go to add friends, right? Snapchat. You're not on Snapchat.
I'm not a Snapchatter.
All right, this. Let me find it.
What about Instagram?
Instagram.
You know what? These girls typically will then promote that they're on Instagram as well, but it's like a page that like has a bunch of takeovers. So it's and it's like called Dimes Takeovers. Okay, it's DIMEZ_takeover. DIMEZ_takeover, and they just let these hot chicks, and a lot of them are from Washington.
Maybe you told me about this before, because someone else was gushing about it. It was either you or Matt Koch.
That's one of them.
Wow!
That's Sage.
That's
she's
a great
Washington
smiley
girl.
Face.
Whoa. Very nice.
Strategically placed smiley face.
Oh, this girl gets into it. Like, she's just grinding.
She's got nice red hair.
Yeah. Mm. Wait, let me find one where there's... See, this girl just does what she does.
Oh,
is that her butt?
She's upside down, but that's all right.
Yeah, is that like a yoga pose or something? Or is that
there she is, putting her thumb in her mouth. She probably had some gravy from her turkey dinner that
put
she
put it in your mouth and suck it.
And then she's just grinding her butt.
Right.
You know, because sometimes
the turkey's
it's the best
way
to
die.
Yeah, you got to digest turkey.
Oh.
Especially, there she is twerking.
Around the corner.
Nice. Oh, no, she's turkey.
With the mirror, too. Yeah,
she's turkey.
She's turkey.
Yeah. Dude, this girl is talented. I'm a big fan.
That's funny.
Update. I like mirrors.
Yeah.
I like mirrors, too.
Oh, wait.
I like it when they fog the mirrors.
There's that one, Toppy.
Oh, yeah. That's very
no,
nice.
Not like that.
Well, maybe a little bit like that.
Whoa.
She's really hot.
Watch out.
Especially if you're in space, because then when she's upside down, it won't matter.
Yeah.
Like she is right now.
There's no gravity.
Is she talking? Oh, she's not wearing a bra.
What's she listening to?
I'm going to bust something.
Oh, she just smacked her butt.
Was that? Is that her smacking her butt? Nice.
She's not talking much.
That's good.
That's how we like them.
Right?
It's good stuff. Whoa. It's very hypnotic.
My gosh.
And so that's just Dimes with a Z _takeover.
Yeah.
With those, all those ladies.
She just won't stop.
It's kind of fun, too. Because
she's on Instagram.
It's like a buffet.
C Merrill 5. Oh, she cursed. Sorry,
she said a bad word.
CMERRILL 5, if you want to find her on Snapchat, on Instagram, Toppy. C Merrill 5.
I opened my Instagram and look what was waiting for me.
Is
there
it Rachel
on the
Barley?
Top. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Just
gosh.
Part of her though.
I didn't even have to finish putting in that C Merrill thing, and Google already knew what I was looking for. Yeah.
Dude, that's because Google listens in on everything, man.
The caption on this picture for Rachel Barley could be the greatest caption. All it says is "put your face in it," and it's a picture of her butt.
Oh, that is her butt.
All right.
All right.
That is definitely her butt.
There's our fun Snapchat segment. John says he loves the podcast. Can't wait to hear stories about all things WrestleMania. I think we touched on a lot of it last week. I'm sure more will come up over the course.
Last week was all WrestleMania.
I've got some audio of, I got to find it and track it down, but when Jeff Jarrett, I think I talked about it.
He got super hammered.
Yeah, there's video out there.
Oh, no.
So, and like the people who put on the Connor, like, that's a fabricated story. He was not drunk. I'm like, I know that you're trying to save face, but I was there and he was drunk.
And then someone's like, here's the video. Right. He's hammered.
They're like, no, he was just playing a character. I'm like, if the character is a sloppy drunk that won't shut up, then he nailed it. Jesse says, hey, what's up, guys? I have this walkie-talkie app on my phone called Zello. Z-E-L-L-O. Thought it'd be a good idea to create a channel for the Titanic douches, and it took off. The conversations we have are awesome, and a lot of dirty conversations. For instance, we found out that Caesar and Jeremy are lovers.
Oh.
Did you know that? Well, now you do. And then he sent me a link, and I didn't realize it until right now, but apparently that has the conversations that they have.
Oh.
So, do you want to... I'm sure that the information's on the MiggsCast Facebook page. Just go to the MiggsCast on Facebook, and in between all the Photoshop pictures of Barrett and Caesar, you'll be able to
Photoshop
find some information.
Wars.
That's all of our emails, Top Shelf.
Guess what time it is? It's time to check the messages with Steve. He's a star.
Star.
Toppy's got a really cool car. Mono Nick is a happy clown.
Clown.
The nicest guy around. Checking the messages with Steve. Yeah!
Yeah! For those who want to leave an email, a voicemail, a text message, it's just themigscast@gmail.com or 253-271-4787. That's 253-271-4787. Nick, what would you like for us to do?
Voicemails.
Whoa!
Hey, on top of it.
I like that. All right, first voicemail.
I was thinking really hard.
What I can't stand is when I have an itch on the bottom of my foot and I can't even itch it because I always have my shoes on.
I hate that.
And sometimes I just want to cut a hole in the bottom of my shoe and just cut the itch spot out.
Wow.
I hate shoes in general.
I understand the hating shoes.
I mean, can you just take your shoe off? Wouldn't that be a lot easier than cutting a hole in it?
My worst problem is the fact that my feet are ticklish. Like, even so much that I can tickle my own feet.
You can tickle yourself?
It's happened before, and it's really annoying. And so if I get an itch on the bottom of my foot, like, it's just like, I have to be so, like, ginger about it and just, like, you know, just touching it slightly just to make sure and get the itch out. And it usually doesn't work.
Is anybody else ticklish by themselves?
No.
I mean, because I'm very ticklish on my ribs, like, to the point where, like I don't know. I might punch you if you tickle my ribs. Like,
good to know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's just like...
Stay away from his ribs.
Yeah, don't tickle my ribs or I'll punch you.
See, like, I like to grab Toppy's nipples, but I guess I won't poke your sides.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, I could touch my ribs right now, no problem, and it's not a big deal. But if my wife does it, I'm squirming like a freak.
My feet are just super sensitive.
You're talking about self-tickling, though, right?
Yeah.
I think
different kind of tickling.
The
Toppy.
Bottoms of my feet.
We have that Dimes Takeover where there is some self tickling being done in that video.
The bottoms
awesome.
Of my feet, maybe I'd have to try, but
those are just like no zones. Like, yeah. Like Michelle has, she is not allowed to touch them because I can't help it. I might kick her. Like, it's just, it's a reaction.
All right,
way to go, Ray Rice.
Well, hey, I'm just telling her.
Excuse me, sir. What happened? Sorry,
me.
Officer. I was getting tickled.
So I kicked her.
Yeah, I threatened my, probably not the strongest defense.
I threatened my wife with my ass with gas.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I do that too.
I'm like, you keep doing that, I'm going to fart, and she'll stop immediately. It's such power.
Right? See, now you understand. Like, there is a lot of power with flatulence.
It truly has helped me out many, many, many times. all right, next voicemail.
Yo, Steve. What up, Nick?
Yo.
It's Toppy. Hey, Michelle.
Boo.
So, anyway, this is your boy, Uche.
Uche.
And, Steve, first of all, I'm just so absolutely jealous that you got to go to WrestleMania and actually meet the Sasha Banks in person.
Oh, so awesome.
Great job on the pics. Great job on the interview, guys, man. Keep it up. Keep doing what you do. But I was calling because... I don't know if you guys had a chance. Yahoo had this link to all the best hype videos for WrestleMania. I was watching it trying to get hype. And the one that they had for Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker at WrestleMania, the hype video, and it had it was playing to the background of Placebo, and they were playing Running Up That Hill. And so now I've decided to do a couple of things.
Okay.
That's a minute?
And it's not half done.
I want to keep listening. I'm curious.
Okay.
Are you anyone else, or am I the only one?
I'm cool with it because he's a TD. He's
49ers fan, so I mean that does.
But he's got some tenure with us. He's
shows
not
up
just
to our
a
events.
Random guy. He comes to the events.
He rarely calls.
But the rule is, get to your point in a minute. But we'll let it pass.
But we have at times given except usually it's because someone's drunk and rambling, and we
Correct.
Want to keep listening.
Yeah.
But I'm like very curious of what he's going to talk about. Plus, I'm in the middle of photoshopping something, and it helps me finish it.
Oh God! Well, let's continue then.
So watching that hype video, the first one is I'm going to watch that match again. I'm going to go on the WWE Network and watch that entire match once again. I'm so hyped to watch it right now already. And the second one is, I think I'm going to buy the album from Placebo and listen to each song very, very high. And I'll tell you why. Because
I think
Running with the Hills, that kind of resonated with me. It kind of hit me differently. And it was a chorus in particular where it says, if I can make the deal with God, I'd be running up that hill, no problem. And I don't know if this is what it means, or maybe I just smoke too damn much right now.
Yep.
But
yeah, that answers my question.
I really felt like it was saying to me anyway that it meant no matter how sh- your situation is right now. Oops, I just cussed. My bad.
Thanks.
No matter how crappy your situation is right now, there's probably somebody out there that's
2 minutes, Cheech.
Willing to trade places with you. And
hey, how much longer?
Yeah. So, I stop smoking before listening to Placebo. Maybe I should just do it so I can get a whole
so
different
stoned.
Understanding. But that was my take.
Kind of
hit me just kind of raw. And
worth
feel.
It.
But anyway,
so high right now.
Keep doing what you guys do.
What are we doing?
And,
yeah, man.
Yeah, make it into the studio and chill with you guys soon.
Yeah, you holding?
Deuces.
I like that.
I like Placebo. Like, it took me a long time to actually start to like their music. Remember? I got the first album with Pure Morning on it.
Yeah, we have a sample of that. For those that don't
okay.
know, this song is perfect. I mean, we'll get to the song that he was talking about, but this song really sums up Uche and his voicemail.
The Pure Morning
song?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll just play a little bit of it.
Okay. Yeah,
play
this.
It all.
Just pay attention to the lyrics.
Man.
Added a guitar part though, counted in the extra guitar.
Oh yeah, you're right.
A friend in need's a friend indeed. A friend with weed is better.
Right.
A friend with breasts and all the rest. A friend
right, Tommy?
Who's dressed
yes.
in leather.
So basically, a friend that has weed and boobs is the best kind of friend you can have.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great life lesson.
Yes.
I could just listen to this whole album.
Dude, even that song, the I don't know if it's the last record. The record has the song, the Med song.
That's yeah.
Another great song. And the song he's talking about, I think it's called Running to the Hills.
Running up that hill.
I was thinking about Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
Run it. It's not even their song. It's on their cover record. It's a Kate Bush song.
Oh, wow.
So let that blow your mind, Uche, as you're baked listening to this podcast. So let's listen to the song and see what the hell he's talking about, even if he knows what he's talking about. This is a good headphone song already.
Yeah, it is.
Is that my heart or the song?
I think that's Uche's heart.
Oh, I remember this song. Yeah, this is an old song.
Yeah, this is a few years ago.
About as long as his voicemail.
Doesn't hurt me. You wanna feel how it feels. You wanna know that it doesn't hurt me. You wanna hear about the deal I'm making. You
running up that hill. Be running up that building. If I only could. Deep the bullet lies, unaware that I'm tearing you asunder. There's a thunder in our hearts, baby.
Sorry, I zoned out.
Yeah, Steve totally zoned out. Everyone was just staring at him.
I didn't know you guys were looking at me.
Did you fall asleep standing?
No! I was zoning out to the song.
The song is so good. It's so haunting.
I love that guy's voice.
Yeah, Placebo is one of my favorite bands that I always forget about. Because they're like that.
You guys thought I fell asleep.
To Nick. Did he fall asleep?
I don't know. Wake up, Steve! I'm awake!
It's very Massive Attack-y with the beats. And yeah. Like, it's very intense.
It's a headphone song.
Yeah.
And I was just paying attention to the lyrics, guys. Sorry.
Just feeling it.
Totally
I was worried.
Wasn't falling asleep.
I looked over and I'm just like, boy, he looks like he's about to pass out.
And then my head, I'm like, wow, these guys are feeling it just like me right now.
I was feeling
and
it.
And just like, God, Steve, start talking. We're
I
sick
was
of
feeling
the
it and staring off. And then I watched Toppy just looking at you and then looking at Nick. And then it kind of took me out of it. And then I looked and I'm like, oh, yeah, Steve's out. He's gone.
I'm awake, I swear. The whole time I'm thinking, wow, even Toppy's feeling this song.
No, I totally, Toppy was texting. I was feeling it.
Oh, yeah, sure you were. Y'all laughing. At me, that's cool.
And then I saw Toppy look at me, and I'm like, I better wake up out of my unconsciousness.
It just sucked me. I was just sucked into their world.
Yeah. Well, that heartbeat rhythm definitely pulled me in for sure.
Yeah, if you're uber baked, I could totally see how that would just speak to you.
I'm not baked at all, man. But
right,
I felt
right,
like
exactly.
I definitely got caught into that little abyss that is Placebo.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
Toppy.
Yeah. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
I was like, okay, can we shut this down? And then, like, oh God, is he sleeping? You're standing.
Yeah.
My eyes were open. I couldn't tell you were looking down. Like, it wasn't like we could see the whites of your eyes or anything. It was amazing. Because,
wow.
Yeah, really, at that point, do we just, like, quietly walk out?
Do that, yeah.
And see how long Steve just stands there.
Man, where'd the guys go? I thought they were here.
3 hours later.
Oh, God. Steve's sleeping on those hills, apparently.
They do a cool cover of Where's My Mind.
Yes, the Pixies song.
Ooh.
Yeah, and they even do it with them when they're performing. They were opening for the Pixies.
Oh, I did see that video.
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
Have you ever heard the Where Is My Mind? So I play hockey quite a bit, and sometimes we play on a small sheet of ice at Castle Ice or Renton Ice. And there's it's a smaller rink, so we could play like 3-on-3 as opposed to 5-on-5. It's a lot of fun. It's something different to do. And the big ice is being used by like figure skaters, and they use like the weirdest music. And I'm like, what the hell song is this? Like some orchestral, like violins and just a string section. And I realized it's Where Is My Mind,
like,
but it was
Muzak version or something.
It's not Muzak, but like, because Muzak seems it's more cheesy sounding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, you know that band, like there was like a group of violin players that did like a bunch of covers of like Metallica.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it, because it's really cool. I'm gonna take a quick nap. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Play that song again. Now
pick it to open.
I'm kidding.
A pea is neither a pea nor a nut. Discuss. Dude, I did a panel this weekend where a guy fell asleep in the middle of it and snored.
On the panel?
Yeah. No, he wasn't on the panel. He was in the front row off to the side.
Oh, no.
Audibly snored.
Oh.
And everything stops and everyone just stares at this guy.
Oh, that's brutal.
It was pretty hilarious, actually.
Yeah, for everyone but him. And
pretty much, yeah.
Did he have a significant other with him?
No, he's just by himself in the corner.
What was he dressed as?
A normal con-going human being.
Too bad.
A sleepy person.
So this is the...
Oh, yeah.
But at first I'm like, this sounds familiar. And I'm like, oh, it's the Pixies.
At least it didn't drive you nuts all day.
No, sometimes they play like Disney songs, dude, and it's like there's nothing more of a perfect marriage than hockey and Disney songs.
Well, figure skating and Frozen makes sense, and you guys should come out to Frozen songs anyway.
Let it go.
Disney on Ice.
Yeah.
Mighty Ducks was a Disney franchise.
All right, well, you know what? Yeah. Color me wrong. Color me sleeping.
Sleepy was one of the seven dwarves.
Right. Yeah, you know
Disney.
What? That's
yeah,
right.
There you go.
You know, and we've got Dopey, and it might be me today.
It all comes back to Walt Disney.
It does.
And his frozen head.
Do we have any more voicemails?
I was thinking that. I can't believe you said that. Voicemails? I don't know. What number were we on?
We are on
yeah,
two?
We have a few.
I think that's your job to take care of.
We played at least two. Let's see if we've played the third one yet.
Okay.
Kind of think we have.
Shout out to the D-bag who decided to leave us Jersey Mike's because the $80 tab he rung up was too much. I got two free subs out of it. Double meat, double cheese. Also, shout out to the Rev for the, a.k.a. Moneybags, for the $100 tab at the latest Douche Fest. You rock, Rev. Just kidding, it was Jeremy. Anyway.
I was like, Rev, were you in something that we don't know about?
No. Hi.
I haven't had Jersey breakfast.
Like, yeah, somebody said, like, Caesar, I think, said something like, we had a party, and thanks for paying for the tab, Rev.
Oh.
Because I'm...
Because you're rich.
Something like that.
I haven't had Jersey Mike's in so long, and they're the sponsor of my news this week, and it makes me hungry every time I say, hey, news and sports brought to you by Jersey Mike's.
Yes, well, I want it Mike's way. Every time.
What?
Are you okay? You're like all heavy breathing over there, man.
You guys don't get your Jersey Mike's way?
Well, I've only been there once.
I'm just distracted by your heavy breathing.
Yeah,
like you had a happy end.
I want Jersey Mike's right now. Just this whole conversation.
What is it then?
Yeah, what's his way?
What's Mike's way?
It's like you get mayonnaise and vinegar and oil, salt and pepper. Like, it's all the toppings. You just say Mike's way.
Okay.
Like,
you get all
you can
the
go
stuff.
Through, like,
now,
at
Subway.
No, I got to
show up there and be like, hey, I want it Mike's way. And they're like, well, who the F is Mike? Or,
well, you order your sandwich, and then they do you want it Mike's way? And you're like, yes, I want it Mike's way.
Okay.
Yes!
It's, all, it's right there
yeah,
on
you
the
know
front.
Does Mike like onions? Because I don't like onions on my sandwiches.
Yeah, I get no onions.
So
yeah.
I want it Mike's way without the onions.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, then that's not Mike's way.
It's like my
it's easier than going through and saying, like, every single thing that you want on your sandwich.
Mike's way, no onions.
Yeah.
A lot better than being like, hey, I want pickles, I want tomatoes, I want jalapenos. Is tomatoes also on that?
Yes.
Mike's way, no onions, no tomatoes.
See, at this point, now you're just taking everything else off. Yeah, you're just taking everything else off.
I should do that. Just say Mike's way and list all the things that Mike has and say I don't want them on there just to see what kind of response I get.
I know people who would...
Mike will come out and punch me in the face.
Hopefully.
I know people who would do that at Burger King to try to get like extra extra cheese.
Oh.
They would kind of do the cup trick sort of thing and be like, okay, I want no cheese, no pickles. Wait, no, I do want pickles, tomatoes, extra cheese, and then that and that, and just try to see if they can like pile it on and figure it out.
It's like the people who try and turn like a cheeseburger at McDonald's into a Big Mac.
Yeah.
I want a cheeseburger, but I want it on the same bun that you use for a Big Mac. Oh, can I also get the Thousand Island dressings? And it's like, huh, I get
a Big
it.
Mac. You want a Big Mac.
You've saved $3 by being an insufferable asshat. Good for you.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Any more voicemails?
Really put that, yeah.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Mix, what's up, Stevie?
Hi, Stevie.
Coffee!
Hi,
Stevie. Hey! Nick!
Yo.
And Millionaire Rev. How you doing? hey, I don't know if you know this, but before Paying the Grass, Stitched Apart is playing Friday night, April 15th, at Studio 7 with OTEP.
Cool.
So if anybody wants to go see them before Paying the Grass, I suggest you go do it. Again, Studio 7 on this coming Friday, April 15th.
Tax day.
I just saw that. I said, ooh, I should tell Mike that. I bet you he'd be excited.
I would.
So I'm going to try to go. But I don't know. I'll figure it out. And Toppy.
Yes.
Since you're Jersey aficionado, if I want to get a Seahawks or Packers jersey.
Uh-huh.
What am I looking for? Do I look for good quality or what's a good jersey to get? I don't know. You know more than I do.
Well, I mean, if money's not a problem, then definitely get it all stitched. Don't get the
iron on or whatever.
Numbers. but there's a huge price difference between
you should do
the
what
two.
I do, and you wait till Steve gets rid of his old ones, and you take those.
Yeah. I do tend to hand mine off to others.
I still have a Deion Grant and a Matt Hasselbeck jersey.
Nice. Well, at least he'll go in the Ring of Honor one of these days.
Someday.
Deion Grant probably won't make it.
Well, it says 24 on it.
Yeah, so you could say Marshawn, but he's gone now. Because he did wear that jersey.
Yeah, did he really retire?
Deion Branch?
Marshawn? Yeah.
Number 24, Deion Branch? Defensive back.
Was it Branch or Grant?
I thought it was Branch.
Okay, no, it was probably Branch.
Deion Branch was the wide receiver.
He was 83.
Number 83.
Okay.
Deion I had Grant that one, too.
Yeah, Deion Grant was 24.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, and that was the one I had.
Okay. Right. That was before Marshawn.
Yeah.
Because he's a cornerback.
Yeah, so I'll wear that 24 around and just with like a jacket on so you can't see the back of it. And then everyone's like, oh, that's a sweet Marshawn jersey. I'm like, yes, it is.
That's a good one. Yeah, just hide the back. Good mm-hmm. one. The other thing you might think of, Stevie, is sometimes I'll go on eBay and I'll find blank jerseys. If you want to get a jersey of like somebody that's a little obscure or someone that you really love but isn't like Brett Favre, whose jersey is only available, you know, if you want a Packer jersey or whatever.
Who would want that?
There's a local company, Seattle Tackle Twill.
Excuse me?
It's down on First Ave South by the Krispy Kreme down there. And they'll custom sew on, you know, name and number, and then for, you know, at least in the ballpark of the other jerseys you're going to pay for, as long as they're official and not, you know, made in a back room in China or something.
Who would buy those?
Yeah.
Only shift jersey.
The money's
only
about
insufferable
the same.
Asshats would buy those.
Yeah, and then you can get your Mark Chimura jersey or whoever the hell you want to get.
I still want to get a Johnny Manziel. Manziel, whatever.
So, you know, you can buy those off the rack.
I would imagine you could get that for like $20.
Yeah, now. At this point, I'm really hoping that I can get one for quite cheap.
That and RG3, I'm sure, also would be
Redskins style. You better believe it. Fire sale.
Yeah. I just wanted number two for the Browns.
So you could just change the nameplate.
Yeah.
To poop.
Poop. Dude, just a poo emoji.
That would be funny.
I was on Capitol Hill looking through some shops the other day. Don't ask.
Shops.
Yeah.
And they had a
new ball gag.
A little pillow, a little...
assless chaps.
That was the poop emoji.
I've seen
those. Yeah, I have one. I actually have one at home. And it's actually, I have two of them.
Thought
I've
was got, bringing some knowledge no, here.
I got one big one.
I see them in the mall sometimes, kiosks.
Yeah, I've got one big one and one small one that's on a keychain that I use as a Christmas ornament. And so whenever we take shots at home or anything, like take pictures at home and stuff like that, if I've got some sort of stupid costume or some sort of dumb thing going on, I try to have the poo emoji in the shot in the background just somewhere.
Very classy.
Yeah. So cute.
It is.
You're like Seinfeld with Superman in the background at all times.
Yeah.
Do we have any more voicemails?
We do have one more.
One more and then we're getting out of here, man.
Hey, guys. Hi. I'm calling about something that bugs me. I work at a restaurant. It is corporate. And one of my friends almost got her leg broken last night because she had a child run straight at her. And those trays that we carry, they're really, really heavy. And, yeah, she almost fell over and had the tray land on her. I don't know. I guess I'd like to find out why parents think it's okay for their children to just run around a restaurant with their own house. If
I get
you
it.
Want your kids to act like the kitchen is a playground,
right.
Stay at home. Eat at home. I'm sick of dealing with it. They're not my kids. It's the reason why I don't have kids. And even if I did, I wanted to show them the back of my hand if they were talking to the waitress the way somebody is, or if they were running around.
She's just
going
to show it to them.
Yeah, it drives me crazy. And the rest of the staff, seriously, that's one of the things we talk about most that bothers us, is how parents can't control their children.
I'm wondering what kind of restaurant this is. If this is a
corporate one,
if this is a family oriented
one. Corporate one with trays.
I'll be honest, the first thing I thought of was Red Robin.
That's what I was thinking.
I was thinking more along the lines of like a buffet style when you're talking about the trays, but I have no idea.
I was thinking the big tray that she carries.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I was thinking Cheesecake Factory.
I like how we all have our own little restaurant that we created.
OG.
Yeah, Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah.
The weird thing I've noticed recently, like my wife notices it because she's like on heightened alert whenever she sees like sometimes we don't know whose kid is like who's their parent. Like you'll just see a kid like walking aimlessly in the streets or like you know at an event. We'll be somewhere. I can't remember where we were just recently. I think it was a concert or something.
Down in Portland.
No, where the hell were we? I don't remember.
Well, he just went to a
Jesus concert.
Toby Mac one. But like people were like, this kid's just walking around. Oh, it was at the Tulip Festival. That giant colossal waste of time.
Right.
This kid's just walking around. We don't know whose parent Like, who's the parent? Like, we're like looking around. I'm like, I don't know. My wife's like, well, we need to keep tabs on this kid until the parents are. I'm like, I'm not going to follow a kid around. That doesn't look weird.
No, right. Yeah.
Luckily, then all of a sudden the kid gravitated towards what we assume is the parent. Yeah. But it's like,
yeah, the kids will figure it out themselves, or else it's like the Jungle Book. They'll be grown and raised by the tulips or something.
Yeah, because tulips will.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Have no problem raising your children.
Probably.
They'll pollinate them.
That's how that works, right?
Yeah, I don't know about showing the back of your hand, but you know.
No,
yeah,
I think the solution here is you got to leash up your kids. You got to keep those leashes on them, like they you see at the
like
malls
the actual
and stuff.
Leash.
Yes,
they have the like the leash toddler like vest things. You put it over them and clip
that.
It on the back.
You got
to
do that.
You can do it to your dog. Why can't you do it to
whenever
a kid?
Whenever you're out of the house, you're in the leash.
Yeah,
that's that.
Unfortunately, I think that's what
until you turn 13.
Like that's their best alternative right now, besides being. Able to backhand them, because you can't do that these days. What shut me up and made me sit down at the dinner table and not run around.
Get the gurney like in Silence of the Lambs.
My mom dropped me right in the middle of a shopping center one time. Just right in the, like, I took my hand off the cart, because that's what we had to do with five kids.
Push you over the
Everybody
ledge.
Everybody had to keep their hand on the cart. And I was just like, you know, like being sarcastic. Uh-huh. I'm just a smart ass. Bam! Just dropped me.
Yeah, you put your hand back on that cart, too.
Yeah, I did.
You think there's any correlation from kids being dragged around on a leash to then when they grow up, they're into some kinky stuff?
Could be. It could very well be.
I was leashed up as a kid.
Yeah, we can tell.
And now we understand Top Shelf.
Do you hold the leash these days, or are you still in the leash?
Yes.
All right, why don't we get out of here? I got to get into a meeting. Again, huge thanks to the boys and Brent Amaker and the radio. Brent Amaker, of course, Johnny Nails and Ben for hanging out with us. That's always fun. Be sure to check on the Facebook and wherever else. As soon as I get the videos edited, hopefully by tomorrow, we'll put the performances up somewhere. And go see them at the Nectar Lounge.
Hell yeah.
In Fremont. I know I'll be there. Hopefully some of the other guys from the Meek's Catch will be there. Some Titanic douches, too. And that is on Saturday night, April 16th, this Saturday, Nectar Lounge in Fremont. Follow Brent on Twitter and retweet his tweet for a chance at winning tickets to the show. He's going to pick a random winner on Thursday. So just go to @BrentAmaker, AmaKer. All right. For all of us, we really do appreciate you listening. Uche, I think he's still leaving us a voicemail as we speak.
Hey, man.
All right. Take care. Stay positive. We got to say.